Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Ray, tell us about it.
Head over, as you said, SBECouncil.org, and everything small business is what you'll find there. Obviously, we do a tremendous amount of work on the policy front, representing small businesses on Capitol Hill and in state capitals.
Research coming
every
at your
issue
ears.
Imaginable. Yep, research issues.
Coverage of your elected representatives voting on small business issues. I love that part.
Yep, we rank the states according to how friendly they are to entrepreneurship, and we've got all sorts of links and information to help you run your business better. So it's
and
all
support
there.
Them, folks. They'll take your money. Give them a credit card, pound for pound. Nobody works harder for small business than they do. Except maybe me. Hey Ray, we're back to some research on entrepreneurship. What's as we wrap up things? What do you think is the most drop the gavel on all the research you've seen with regard to the state of entrepreneurship? And when we say entrepreneurship, you and I are talking about Main Street entrepreneurship. We're not talking about San Jose, California.
I'm talking about all of it. I embrace it all, Mike.
I agree, but you and I both know there are a whole lot more regular entrepreneurs than there are tech entrepreneurs. So, what do you think? What's the final word?
The final word in terms of where we're headed, or what are you asking?
Pick one.
In terms of
pick one.
Work
with me, Ray.
I think we should still be optimistic about entrepreneurship in America. That's what I took away from the various surveys I've seen recently. So that's the positive. That's the hope. Now you compare that again to the data where we've had a fall off in entrepreneurship, and we have to ask hard questions about why the difference? What are the obstacles here that we need to remove from entrepreneurship mm-hmm. in order to get back to more people becoming entrepreneurs, and that means more innovation and more economic growth. I mean, it's not – we're not talking about entrepreneurship just because we like small businesses. We like little guys. We do, of course. But as an economist, they play a critical role in economic growth and income growth and productivity growth and job creation, all of those things.
You think it has changed, though? I mean, when you and I were pups, a whole lot of entrepreneurs were retailers. You and I both know we're in this retail what do they call it now, ice age, they're calling it the retail ice age, where you got people going out of business in retail hand over fist, especially the big ones. I mean, don't you agree that the classic 20th century entrepreneurship model and opportunities, there's still plenty of opportunities out there, but they look a lot different than they did over the last 100 years? What do you think?
Yeah, it's called capitalism. It's called free enterprise. That's not new either,
But also the technology has changed it a lot,
Of course, and again, that's not new. The majority of people used to work on farms in 1900, right? So that isn't the case anymore. So mm-hmm. this happens all the time. The beauty about entrepreneurs is they adapt. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that bring about the change. They're the ones that see the opportunity. So, sure, things always change, and technology is changing things right now, and opening up the straightforward brick and mortar store on the corner. You can still do that, but you better come up with a whole host of other ways to get the customers and get them in the door.
You got to back it up with technology. We just talked about that with Bob Nagin. He's our retail expert. You got to have high touch. He calls it soul, but you also have to back it up with technology, don't you?
Absolutely right, and you also have to give people, as they say, a different experience that'll get them in the door if you're going to do that type of retail right. And you have to couple it with technology and so on. Mm-hmm. But again, there are two types of people in the world: quite frankly. I say the non-entrepreneurs, they're the ones that only see problems and obstacles and how can we possibly
we call
do
them
this
employees.
And tech and whine, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. And then you see the entrepreneurs that see, okay, what can I do with this? Where's the opportunity?
Right.
What can I do that somebody else isn't doing or isn't doing well? And that's the beauty of entrepreneurship.
And when they do it, they say, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to. That's one
exactly.
thing you tell about entrepreneurs. Hey, Ray, I've obviously lost my edge. I don't know what's gone wrong here, but you've agreed with me a lot more than you disagreed with me today. I've got to work on this. We're going to have to come up. We're going to have to do better next time.
Jim, we agree 90% of the time. 90% of the time you're right, and then the other 10% when you're wrong, we go at it.
There you go. Hey, Ray, good job today as always. Keep up the good work and come back soon. Thank you again for 18 great years.
All right, thanks, Jim. Take care.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, SBEcouncil.org. Don't forget his Pastor Stephen Grant novels. They're outstanding. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.